Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
That's right. Okay. That is right. We are a People's Choice Award winning podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome. You might hear a male chuckle. In
giggle.
The OR.
It's more of a giggle.
Yes, more of a giggle. That is Blake.
Hello. Yes.
Horseman.
Oh. Got it. Yeah.
Horseman.
Yeah, horseman.
Very
got
easy.
It right. Yeah. Hi.
Blake, you were such a fan favorite when I was doing jury duty. You filled in for me and everybody was obsessed with you. So I'm very excited to have you back in the OR.
Yeah. I'm excited. Oh, thank you. No, that was that was really fun last time. I'm super excited to be back.
Well, I'm very happy.
Yes. Because you weren't there.
I was not so, there. Yeah. I was it was sans me. And I got that's like my word of the week, by the way. I've been using sans and whilst.
I actually think it's sans. Because you're saying it like you're at the beach, sans.
Oh, it was sans.
Sans. I think it's sans.
It was sans me. But we got a lot of reaction about you how you might be my soulmate.
That's what I've heard. Do that. Don't do that laugh after you say soulmate.
Or those crazy eyes.
Well, because I look. It's sweet because I do think you're a really nice guy. So I am actually. I think it's nice that people.
No,
think
I say
that
that's very flattering. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is.
but it's just funny because so then we like did some digging when I came back next week and we looked into your zodiac sign and you are my perfect zodiac
match. So what does that mean? Like, so certain signs like line up with
yes.
other signs.
So I'm like very into, I'm a Cancer and Cancers are really good with Taurus and Capricorn and Leo. Okay. Those are like my three like main signs.
Gotcha.
So then just like for funsies, I was like, yeah, Mark, funsies. Let's find out his sign because all the comments we were getting were like, Blake's amazing. He should date Tanya, blah, blah, blah. So like, what's his sign? And then we were like, oh my gosh, he's a Taurus. Wow.
Oh my God.
And here you are. And here we are.
And here I am.
In Napa. And I'm very happy to have you here.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's going to be fun.
So thank
your
you.
Your flirting with Blake would be going so much better if your teeth weren't.
I have it
wine
too, though.
Stained.
We have the worst wine mouth. I have bad wine mouth right
Let's
now,
too. Let's see yours. No, hers are so much
I've
worse.
Been drinking
I went
red
tequila.
Wine
I switched
all
to tequila.
Day. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Because she keeps smiling at Blake, flirting with him. And I'm just like, your teeth are purple.
Purple. It happens.
It happens.
Sorry, Blake.
Mine were earlier. No, it's great.
Thank you so much. Take me for what I take me for all that I am.
Wine and all. Wine yeah. teeth and all.
Yeah. So I feel like we got to know you a little bit last time.
Yeah.
But let's dig a little deeper.
Let's do it.
So I live in Denver full time.
I do. Live in Denver. Yeah. Grew up in the mountains, but live in Denver now.
And happily.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought a place 3 years ago. So downtown Denver. Yeah. I love it out there.
And you
Denver.
Still do your job that you did before you were on The Bachelorette?
So no, actually, I just quit my job last week. Yeah. It was a big. Yeah.
To do what?
This.
Be an influencer.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I couldn't. It was just so much. I felt like I was doing 50%. You know, I couldn't do my job right because I was traveling right. so much. I just felt like I wasn't, my head wasn't in it. So I felt like I was, not only was it hurting me, but it was hurting like my customers. So I was right. like, finally, I had to step away. I just felt like I couldn't do both anymore.
I would be embarrassed, except I think you're going on Paradise, so it's less embarrassing. It's like, okay.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, let's say I do end up going on Paradise. I'll be gone for another, whatever, 4 to 5 weeks again. And my boss is like, really? You're going to leave again?
I literally don't think I could even do that with my job.
No, exactly. It's really hard. And yeah. it just became... It wasn't worth it. The opportunity cost with my job and then this, it just wasn't worth it. So
okay.
I took the leap.
So you took
it's
the leap.
Terrifying.
Really?
It's terrifying. But I'm excited too.
What do your parents say to that?
So they were really against it at first, but they've seen the last couple months like how much, like I will fly out Friday after work, come back Monday from the airport, go straight to work. So they've seen that it's really taken a toll on me.
Yeah.
So they're like, slow down. Like, yeah. So
does that leave you in Denver ultimately, or are you moving to LA?
No, I mean, I'm still in Denver. Still in Denver. that little glance you made.
because the plan I've been, like, I've been very notorious about like trying to date guys that don't live in LA. It's like my thing.
Oh, really?
I think it's like a little bit of a wall that I put up because I'm like, oh, maybe if they don't live in LA, they can't hurt me as bad. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. Yeah. And the plan is still to stay in Denver right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but yeah.
Okay.
Tanya, how do you feel about Blake going on Paradise?
You know, it really hurts my heart because I feel like you're not in this, Blake. I feel like you're not in this with me. This is like a one-sided relationship.
We got like 200 tweets about it, dude. So I don't know why you got to hurt Tanya like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's going to, the Facebook group's really going to take a turn.
Yeah, really. The move of the Facebook group is really going to change.
Well, it's fine because I have Zachary Levi right now. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See? Look at you.
Yeah.
And the dude from The Resident. So you're like
no,
the
I'm
third.
Fourth
on
no,
the
he's
list.
Married with child.
Oh, I bumped up one. I'm third.
I am so sorry. I did not know that.
Yeah. So another reason why I love our Facebook group is I'll briefly mention like my semi interest in somebody
right.
and they will go Inspector Gadget on it and like find everything out. So now I've.
Oh my God, that's actually amazing.
I know. It's the best. Yeah. Like, can I just tell you that like, it's so crazy because like even so Jana did her podcast live last week and we had some scrubbing in listeners that came on and came to her live podcast. They came up to me and they're like, it's so crazy because I genuinely pray for you to meet your husband. And I cannot wait for that day when you, and it's like, it's so crazy that I'm like living life with people, you know? And it's like this really interesting and intense connection.
That is cool. And I saw you have like 20,000 people in the Facebook group.
Yeah,
that's
it's a
amazing.
Very and it's loyal.
It
like
seems
it's
very
like,
supportive.
Like, we're very like we were the least famous people. Like, and we joke about this People's Choice Award, but like genuinely, the fact that we won it is insane. We were the least famous people in the
that's
entire
so cool,
crop and
like whatever it was. Yeah,
yeah. And the fact that we won it is just like insane, you know. And it's like I truly feel like these people that listen to the podcast, we're all doing life together, and it's like so crazy. I like was literally moved to tears because
I would be too.
When someone genuinely comes up to you and says they're praying for you mm-hmm. and your husband, it's like,
that's crazy.
It's real.
And genuinely, that's a key word, I think, there, because some people might just say it, but you can like feel it when people really mean it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So, I joke about it, but it's like, it's really real. And it's like, it's really sweet. So,
shout out to the Facebook group, the Scrubbing in Facebook
shout
group.
Out to the Facebook, the Scrubbing in Facebook group. I'm a little tipsy, I'm not gonna lie.
I can tell you, she slurred her words a couple times.
I don't think I've ever done the podcast whilst drinking.
Oh, yes. Whilst.
But cheers. Okay, so let's cheers. We're excited. And we have, see?
Hangman?
Here
comes the old married couple of this conversation.
Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson.
We're here.
Because I like to use last names. Please. Some scrubbing in people might not know.
Yes, Michael Cawson, not Michael Kramer. As some
Okay, so that's actually interesting.
Let's hear it.
Why did you guys, why are you legally?
I'm legally Cawson,
that's okay. Right.
But I go by Kramer. But I
professionally.
Professionally, I have to say Kramer. Right, I can't change it to like Cawson girl. Like, you know, Kramer girl's my handle. Like Cawson girl.
You can. Everything's
like,
a choice.
True. But, you know, that would be too hard to change it to Kramer. I mean, honestly, it's so, his last name drives me insane.
Why?
Because
she hates it.
I hate it more than anything because
it's so easy.
It's so, no, but everybody messes it up. So I'll say Cawson. C-A-U-S-S as in Sam, I-N. They're like, thank you, Jana Coffin. And I'm like, I just spelt it out for you and actually said the S-S's and you still say Coffin.
Yeah.
Like that drives me literally.
The button was pushed. Right there. In, you can feel it. Yeah.
No, because it happens all the time. Like I literally spell it out for you.
It literally just happened to me the other day.
As in Coffin, Sam.
Really happens to you too.
Literally, all the time.
Even after you say the S-S and Sam.
Either
either
that or people put an L like add an L in there behind the C. Clawson. So like, oh, Clawson got it. Clawson. Like, no, I didn't say L at
and
all.
So we just go by Kramer. So every time we go to a hotel, you know, because it's just easier. Because every time I do it. And so everyone's like, good morning, Mr. Kramer. What would you like? And he just like hates it.
At this point in our relationship, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
One time is on our baby moon for Jolie.
Yeah, one time.
We stayed at a Montage in Laguna.
Oh, great spot.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so we were under Kramer, and Jana kept giving me crap about my last name and everyone saying it wrong. They greet us and like, hey, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Kramer.
Never in the history has someone messed up Kramer. Mr. And I was like, Kramer. I do not like you, sir.
Okay, so I know that a lot of our scrubbing listeners also listen to your podcast as well. There is a lot of crossover,
which I love.
Yes.
Yes.
But for the people that don't crossover, give us a little bit of like the specs of your relationship. So
I've never heard that. I want to hear this.
Thank
I'm very
you.
Interested.
Berlake is new to the wine.
Yes, I'm new to the wine down crowd.
Yeah. So like I want to know the like how long you guys dated before you got married. And give me just the Cliff Notes version because then we're gonna do a deep dive.
Okay. Right. Go ahead, Cliff Notes. You're really good at this.
Cliff Notes. Yeah. We met on Twitter. Saw each other in person for 4 days later. I flew out to a show. Said I love you after 10 days, moved in together, got married, bought a house, had a kid, all within the first 12 months of meeting each other. Whoa. Yes. That's how we roll.
See, I had no idea.
I knew a little bit.
That's
but
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. I think that's how it's going to be for me, too. I think it's going to be once it happens.
Once you know,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
So how did this Twitter thing, what happened there?
He favorited a few of my things.
My DM game was strong.
Yeah, and he slid into my DMs, and then the rest was history. But yeah, that's and awesome. We've just had a great marriage
smooth
since
ride
then.
Ever
just
since.
Super smooth, super smooth ride.
No, but I think the thing, so it was fun because I got to be on your podcast. But I think the thing that's so interesting about you guys as a couple is a lot of people like to like put on the, oh, we're married and everything's great. Mm-hmm. And like, look at us. And this is like the easiest mm-hmm. thing. But you guys are super real about mm-hmm. marriage. And when we were when we got off the airplane and we got on this like bus to come here, I was like, oh, let's all play some like learning game or like let's like learn about, you know, super like Tanya sorority girl. I was like, let's play a game. And I asked you guys, I said, what's the hardest thing about being married. And mm-hmm. I want you guys to share that because I think a lot of our listeners are married. They're either super married or super single. I guess that's what, how everybody is.
Well, no one between, though. I get
first of all, it's funny about what you led with, though, is at the beginning of our marriage, mm-hmm. we totally were that couple that kind of like...
Michael said, he goes, oh my gosh, I wonder what we're going to fight about.
We used to say that
because we were so like...
Annoyingly
perfect.
Yeah. We're like, what will we ever fight about?
So
yeah.
When did hit the fan? Like, when did you have your first fight?
When an Instagram girl hit me up and said that I've been sleeping with your husband or with your boyfriend.
And how long was that into your relationship? Jesus.
Like 2 months.
Right into it. This like
deflate gate over here.
But she asked. That was our first fight.
So 2 months in.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 months in.
Okay.
And she's like, I happen to be a fan and I saw you with, like, you announced that he's your boyfriend and I've been with him recently. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thanks, Chica. And then we got into a fight.
And block. And great.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget that morning.
That was
We're in my house in Baltimore.
Yeah, we were in Baltimore. And then I went to a hotel in Baltimore and, like, bawled my eyes out like a, you know, like a movie. So but that was our first fight.
I see you scratching over there, but I'm just gonna take this over here.
What was the truth to that, Michael?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, was the girl...
Was the girl that DM, was it true?
Yeah. That was the truth. And little did I know, she knew that we were dating before we even hooked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did you find that out?
I thought you told me.
Huh?
Huh?
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure after all that, like, found that out.
That adds a little interesting element to it.
Yeah.
She had no idea. She told me she had no idea.
Bullshit.
She told me she had no idea.
Lies.
Liar.
100%. Well, let's not go into the past.
Yeah. So,
okay. Can we
another,
not?
Another reason why, but it's super real. Yes. You know?
I agree. I think it's refreshing. It's incredibly refreshing that you guys don't act like you don't have any problems and everything.
But commitment is hard. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, just like you get married and your life's just like hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. But it's like you really have to work on your marriage daily. And it's funny because I'm at that point where I'm like, I'm super single. So mm-hmm. when I wake up in the morning, I get to do what I want when I want, how I want it.
It's Tanya's world.
It's Tanya's world. Yeah. And it's not going to be like that forever.
No.
And it's funny because I was talking to Mike earlier and he was like, are you that type of person that can be smothering? And I was like, very, very much so. Like I can, but that's why like I have to, I know like I can't be a stay at home mom. Like I have to have a job mm-hmm. because I give all myself to my job. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I'd be like the worst partner of all time because I would be super smothering.
So right. What, so into the, you'd put everything into the relationship instead of the work and the relationship?
I put everything into my
work. I remember I was dating a girl a while back and I think she said one time, she was like, because I believe as well, I think relationships take work. And I remember this one girl was like, I don't think relationships should take work. I think it should be very natural. And I was like a big turn off.
Delusional.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Like you don't think like you have to put a ton of work in your relationship? She's like, no, it should come easy. I'm like, that's, yeah, it's illusional. Like that's, yeah it's dreaming. Yeah.
But I think the thing that you guys, and we've talked about this on our podcast before, is love languages.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you guys took the love language test and like try to speak each other's love language to each other is a huge thing. Because for me, I was in a relationship for like 4 years and the two of us had completely different love languages. Mm-hmm. And we would try to show each other love the way we accept
right,
with that, the way we
which
wanted
is what you
it.
Naturally
yeah.
do
yeah but it was not the way that we wanted to receive it, and so we were just like completely being like, but I'm showing you, but we weren't seeing eye
Blake,
to eye.
What is yours? I know she's courting you right now, so I'm curious to see what your love languages are.
Amazing.
No, I'm physical touch and time.
That's your number one.
Yeah, physical touch number one, and time.
What's yours again?
Mine is acts of service, and then physical touch is my second, because I think I realized I'm constantly talking all day and I'm constantly engaging with people. When I get home at night, I just want to like touch somebody and just like not talk.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, sure.
What's, what was I going to say? Oh, sorry. I got distracted by
my wife. I kind of like it actually.
I kind of got distracted by my wife's beauty. Just that smolder.
Wow, nice one, babe.
Well played.
Nice Blake, one. Is
that DM game still
you,
really
all of you
strong?
Are married. DM games there's a free lesson for
is this
well
our future? Played. Do you feel like this is our future? Do you feel well like we're played. Like foreseeing into our future?
Yeah. But the good thing about love languages, on a serious note, is if people don't know what they are, that's a good beginner lesson in communication.
Yeah.
Right? To learn how to talk to your partner and to learn them. So it's like, if you guys find an issue with communicating, figure out your love languages and start there. That's a great starting point to really know each mm-hmm. other and know how to communicate. And like you said, Tanya, like understand how your partner receives love as opposed to how you receive love.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey?
Yeah.
You're so beautiful.
Oh God. Here we go. Okay, so
we're going to do a little bit on like the men, since we have like two in here. This is like, a really hot commodity.
Yeah, it's going in podcast. Big day.
Yeah. Two guys. It's like, wow. Because like a lot of girls have just always want to know, like, mm-hmm. okay, so when you and Jana started dating, mm-hmm. Is it a turn off if a girl is like pursuing you?
Nope.
No. Mike says no.
I love it. No. I you think it's really love hot. It.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Tanya, that's awesome for you because you like you are more aggressive.
Yes, it's great news for me.
This is good.
Still not working, but it's good to know.
It's not working with Blake?
Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase that though. A guy who wants to be in a relationship, or a guy who's willing to be a guy who just wants to mess around.
Yes.
Likes that chase and that'll exactly. be kind of like, no, I don't mm-hmm. like, whoa, easy. But a guy who's ready to have something will enjoy that because it's refreshing, because guys are used to pursuing. So just to have that, it's like, it's a confidence thing. It's just like, wow, like that woman is really sure of herself. And it's intriguing.
That's a good point. And then also too, because if not, like they're going to be going for the younger girls that are like, no, I just go have like a party.
Submissive.
Like, whatever, submissive. Yeah. And it's like, that's not the girl they're going to end up with.
No. Yeah.
They just want.
Do you think there's like an age?
Quick fix.
As far as.
When it turns for guys? Like.
How old are you, Blake?
I'm 29.
29.
You think that's what it is?
No. I'm just helping Blake's cause.
Wingmaning over here.
That's right, baby. No, I think people are different. Guys are different. I will say, just in a general standpoint, not until the late 20s. I think like even 27 is early. Like mm-hmm. 28 and on, I think maybe most guys are starting to be in that realm. But still, I've known guys that got married right out of college still. And
still married.
Yeah, still married and have Charlie and Shelly. They got their high school sweet. Yeah, they're the best. Friends of mine from college, high school sweethearts, got married right after college and mm-hmm. have, you know, beautiful kids. So
do you guys have married, like married couples that you lean on in terms of like mentors or people that you go to for advice when you have issues in your relationship?
Go ahead and say your bit about this.
Oh, okay. That's the bit that I like about.
Yeah.
Okay. Friends. So in the very beginning, a lot of our friends, they've been married for a lot longer than we have. And I will say this too. I've looked at their relationships and been like, man, they're so perfect. They don't fight. Like, that's the kind of relationship I want. Like, oh, you know. And now I will say, side note, I love our relationship and I'm so happy that it's this way, because I know it's good, bad, ugly, and all those sides. But it's funny now is that the friends that we would go to are now coming to us to ask us like, hey, so how did you get like Mike to do therapy, or how did, you know, or what did you guys learn through this? Or can you, you know, it's like, wow. Like the friends that kind of thought we were a lost cause are now coming to us, which is like the coolest.
Cool. That is really cool.
Like,
yeah.
Almost like an affirmation for us to be like, hey, they actually see us working on it. And they see that our relationship now is stronger probably than their relationship is.
Yeah. Because we're willing to address those difficult conversations and topics where,
I like how you say topics, by the way. Topics. Sorry. I just think it's cute. Every time you say topics,
their relationships are so great because they don't make fun of each other.
I'm sorry. I know. I just think it's cute. Don't
no, I like, I think you guys are really cute, like a really strong couple. And I really mean it.
We're working on it.
Even though I was just like crying in the room like 20 minutes ago.
Wait, why? Why were you crying?
We won't go there. It's all good. Yeah, no, I hate to go there.
Wait, what's going on?
No, because I'm like, I think cry. I'm like, no, I know. PMSing? So I'm not. Maybe.
Period?
Maybe.
I'm
I don't
on
know.
Mine too.
Well, I know. You use Lola. You showed me.
I totally use Lola.
What's happening, Mike?
You showed me.
The women, they're menstruating.
I'm not. Because I.
On the same.
Well, I'm not yet, but maybe, right, like it could be maybe coming soon. I don't know.
Gave it to you.
Why were you crying in your room?
You're going to make fun of me and I'm going to feel like, I don't know. I feel stupid.
Tell me.
Don't feel stupid.
I probably won't make
this
fun
of
you.
No, this is actually this is actually a really good learning point.
Okay. Honey.
Sorry.
Don't be. Don't. Honey.
No, I just feel stupid because like.
Don't.
It's stupid.
Don't, no,
okay.
Don't feel stupid. Don't feel stupid.
If you heard the things I cried about, you'd be like, girl.
No, it's just stupid. Long story short, though,
you miss your kids.
Well, no, I wish. Okay. I was just
and they're going to make her cry more now.
Of course I miss my kids. No, it's so stupid. When we got back to the room, I had asked Mike to like have sex with me. And he basically said no, which is a trigger for me because
right.
I don't feel like chosen. And then when I came downstairs, he was like one-on-one with you. So I got super triggered. And I know that you're a safe place, but I saw
very
that.
Very safe place.
I know, but like I saw that and was like, oh, he said no to me, but then he went down and has been hanging out with like one-on-one with Tanya. And so I got like super triggered. So that's why.
Oh my God.
I know. And it's, you
which
know,
is like, stupid because I know that which, you would like would never.
When you think about it rationally,
like,
right?
Like, rationally, like, especially if it's obviously. Triggered.
It's not stupid.
It's not. No, it's not at all.
I don't want Jana to say that because it's not stupid.
And
we get it.
Yeah.
We especially understand.
Honestly, knowing what you guys have been through as a couple, you are far stronger than I could ever be. So just know that. Like, you have, like, I'm blown away by the strength that you have in your relationship and just as you're like a woman. You have so, like, you should be so proud of yourself.
Well, I just feel stupid though, because I'm like, why can't my husband just have a conversation alone with Tanya? And it's fine. I was just like, why am I like, so I just.
And that's understandable from a rational standpoint, right? It's easy for us to be like, no, that's silly. Mm-hmm. But again, with our story, with what we've been through, we understand it. And as rationally, as silly as it may seem, you know, we're to the place where we can acknowledge those things. Where even me, like, shoot, 6 months ago, a year ago, I would have been, how defensive would I have been?
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, what the? This is so stupid. I can't just have a conversation with someone that we're friends with. You know, but I understand. I empathize with that.
I think just, yeah. I think just the timing from, like, being turned down to, like, then seeing, I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
100%. You know, and so I get that the combination of that did not help, you know, so, but again, it makes me sad. Like, it really hurts me to know that you have to feel that at all. It does. So don't feel stupid. Don't feel anything like that.
Yeah.
You are so not alone with, and I want people to email both, give out both email addresses. You are not alone that when you reach out physically, want that intimacy with someone, and for whatever reason, Mike,
well, he just took an SHIT and he was like, I feel gross.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She wanted to have sex. I 2 minutes out of walking out of the bathroom, I was like,
even
honey,
like, even though, even for daddy's for feeling me, kinda, I was like, if I were to go to my room right now, like, I was like, if I were to leave everybody here and go to my room, I'd be asleep. Like, yeah. I would literally be asleep right now.
But you are not wrong in how you feel when that. How that hurts you, because I relate to that
for
so much when I'm like, why doesn't he want me? What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
I literally relate to you on it, and I'm sure so many other women do.
Yeah, I honestly, and I think what's so crazy is, like, I think for women, when we want that and we get shut down, it's like, it's something, it's so much worse that, like, for guys, I think the guys are like, okay, like, whatever, I can go, like, handle my business myself. Well, like, whatever. You know what I mean? But for us, it's, like, so triggering. And then for you, I don't even know.
Let me ask you guys about that, though, too. From, like, obviously, like, Jana's been jaded and subject to my behavior. But from a standpoint of, do women take it more personal because you guys just, the expectation is men always want to have sex.
Yeah.
We're light switches. You turn us on, like, you mention sex and we want to jump, oh my God, when it's really not like that.
Yeah.
Right?
I would literally think, like, Blake, if I were to come to you tomorrow and be like,
hypothetically speaking,
if it was like 5 a.m. and I, like, rolled over and I was like, let's go, like, I would expect you to be like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's not a thing. Just, yeah, like I said, we're not.
Like, not all.
No, I'm
guys.
Tired.
Right. Like, I would just think, like, that's just
true. And even, like, our situation aside, I would probably expect the same thing. But unfortunately, with our situation, I'd be like, oh, well, you don't want it with me, but I'm sure you wanted to with A, B, and C.
Right.
So it's like, that's where it's like, in that's our situation, added, it's even like a deeper, like, layer.
Right.
And but which I think is hard. I would agree with Tanya. Like, I think that's how I was too with other relationships. Sure. Because it just feels like such a personal attack.
Yeah.
Like,
which it's not. And that's what, you know, Jan and I had a conversation upstairs when this happened. And I was like, you know, I can be.
But hey, I just want to say thank you for handling that properly, because
2 weeks ago, you know, I can see that you're working on, like, you could have blown that out of proportion. Thank both you. Conversations we had upstairs. So thank you.
Thank you.
I haven't talked a lot because I'm like soaking this in. Like, I'm honestly, like, this is it's really refreshing to see a like communication like this in a relationship is very hard to come by. I think.
Totally, and like, so, look, like, this is the thing like, I think that's so like backwards about relationships. It's like I think a lot of women feel, and you guys have gone through a lot in your relationship, so like I know what you feel is heightened, but what you're feeling even right now is like, I felt that before, and I have never, I've not had to deal with the issues that you guys have dealt with. So it's like, it's super real. And I think there is a lot of combativeness in relationships because guys do get super defensive.
I would have gotten so defensive. Like, yeah. I would have freaked out. Like, had I been in that situation, would have been like, oh, now you're going to think I'm going to go, you know, screw all your friends. Like, I would have freaked out. Yeah.
Totally.
So that's interesting.
It's like nice that you can
step
like
back and look, yeah, from a different perspective. Totally. You know
what else? And that's like what I think makes a marriage.
We have to do a quick commercial, but you know what would have been great in that situation? I'm really trying to get
Lola,
Airwick VIP, to be one of our sponsors, and maybe that would have helped.
That would have helped.
And maybe it would have.
Oh, Airwick. V-I-poo. Yes.
I actually want to ask you guys, as a married couple, if you poop in front of each other.
No. But we leave streaks occasionally that we need to plunge out.
Sometimes I forget to plunge the streaks. I blame that on the toilets in LA County because they try to conserve water. So the water is all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's just got to slide down the side until it gets the water.
I think that's like, I could never sit in the bathroom. Like, I'm very like, Michael, I need you out of the room.
So
we go to different bathrooms.
What's interesting is in my past relationships, I've been very open about it. Like, because I have issues.
You just lost like
I have like issues going to the bathroom. Like, I'm constipated. I've been very open.
IBS?
Yeah. I've been open about it on the podcast. And so I'll like have to sit on the toilet for like 20 minutes. So I'll like open the door and like have conversations.
By the way, this is Blake's inner monologue. monologue. Thank you. Next.
It's true.
But you and Becca singing it tone deaf. Like in the car when Michael and I were in the car after the iHeart Awards. Yeah.
Thank you, Seacrest. Seacrest, you know, like that, that version. But I've sworn ever since that relationship, I was like, I will not poop in front of my significant other. Yeah.
So have you ever had a significant other where you're like just pooping with the door open?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wait, are you like having conversation? And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah. Like, and like your voice changes. Like, yeah, honey.
Yeah. And then I'm like, close the door.
Oh. Oh my God.
I can't imagine.
It's happening.
It's awkward when Jolie, our 3-year old, she's learning to poop on the potty. She sits there and looking you straight in your eye. She's like, and you're like, don't look at me. I can't imagine my wife looking me in the eye.
Well, and then we have to like watch her poop come out too. It's like this big rock that comes out too.
Oh, I mean, God. She just holds it for days and just lets it all go.
Yeah. It's like a boulder coming out of her ass. Literally.
Imagine that being your significant other. And I'm like, oh, yes, this guy shut the door. Oh,
so uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Welcome to my life. This is Living with Tanya.
Again, Blake, thank you. Next.
So I really wish that I could just brush my teeth because everybody's very close to me right now. But something that I like to brush my teeth with, especially because they're so purple, is my Quip toothbrush. Isn't that good? Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Their sensitive sonic vibrations are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, which I have. And people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. So a built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and helps guide a full and even clean, because up to 90% of us don't brush our teeth for a full 2 minutes.
Gross. Yeah, gross. What was the old rule? You have to sing happy birthday like 10 times or something.
Yeah, it's like twice all the way through.
I didn't have the rights to sing happy birthday, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. But the best part about Quip is that brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. What, you don't act like you switch your brush heads more than 3 months.
Gross.
You do not. Wells, you do not.
My apartists are not. I don't know what's
happening. I liked it better when I was just whispering.
Oh. Well, you're coming in the podcast a little bit later, but I appreciate you being here for this.
Gross.
Quip doesn't require a clunky charger, and it runs for 3 months on one charge. So one I can charge. Keep my I can keep my bathroom countertops clean.
They're clean.
That's why I love Quip. So yeah. They're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals.
Backed.
Quip starts at just $25. And if you get quip.com/Becca right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. So that's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca. Okay, so OpenFit takes all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everybody's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it is personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. Amazing trainers and classes, OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. So sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fitness athletes. These trainers know how to get you results quick. You can access it anywhere and anytime. You can view it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and a Roku, and results that you can see. You can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. You can flatten your abs, shape your body, and feel great. So OpenFit has changed the way that I work out, and with our code Becca, you can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code Becca and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. So right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text the word Becca to 303030. So you'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, you just text Becca to 303030.
All right, we have some emails for you guys. This is from Lynn. Backstory, I'm 27. My husband's 36. We've been married for 3 years. In the past, thank you, Janet, there have been trust issues broken by him. Sunday, we were late to church, and I looked in the back seat to find my son covered head to toe in lipstick.
Oh, no.
Panicking, I grabbed him and the lipstick to try to get him wiped off for church. And quickly, I realized I have never in my life seen that lipstick.
Oh, no.
Do I say something to my husband? Am I being crazy? The truck we were in is the family's nice vehicle used for special occasions only. He doesn't have sisters, and his mother is older and does not wear makeup. Help.
Confront him. Yeah. Mm. Confront.
Well,
where did that come from?
A coworker?
Why is a coworker in his car?
Lots of reasons. Meetings.
That should be a boundary.
Total boundary. Yeah.
One-on-one.
No coworkers in your car?
One-on-one?
Depends.
Or whilst with other people?
Again, different if it's like Seacrest with you.
Right.
Right.
But I mean.
I mean, I'll confront him too. I think I. Yeah.
100%
yeah,
confront. Yeah, yeah. You have to.
Otherwise, it's just going to eat away at you.
Sounds a little.
You know what's interesting
shady.
Is I was just cleaning out my car the other day.
And oh, God.
You left like a little lipstick like in this little thing in my truck.
Oh, yeah, because the cap fell off.
Right. But I grabbed it, and part of me was like, is she going to remember that this is hers? Like, I know it's yours.
Right.
But like, I had that fear. Like, part of me was like.
And I'm going to be like, who's this? And be like, it's yours. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't have the shade.
Right. Wait, like, No. Part of me was like, do I just throw this away and avoid this? Altogether, but I didn't. I put it like in this little thing.
Can I tell you guys this? Can I tell you guys?
Wait. Oh, I saw and it was my shade.
Can I made sure.
No. Can I tell you?
I sweeped the car last night and I thought that was my shade.
I had a boyfriend, okay? Most committed man you will ever meet in your life. Like loyal, like a fly.
All right, sounds like me.
Know, whatever. Yeah. Super loyal. We were cleaning out his apartment and he was moving, and I found a thong, like a hanky-panky thong hanging from the guest room shower. And I literally flipped my...
Yeah.
I was like, whose underwear are these? Like, I was like going ape over this. I was like flying all over the apartment. And this man never gave me any inclination that he would ever cheat on me. I'm like causing the biggest scene. He literally was like, I have no idea whose underwear those are. Like, he's like, literally was like, I don't know. No. And it was like the biggest fight we've ever had in our 4 years together. Okay. So we never got to the bottom of it. Like, whose underwear is this? Cut to.
Yours.
No. My best friend and her boyfriend spent the weekend with us for a wedding in Phoenix. And she got her period.
Shoot.
Washed them and left them on the shower. They were my best friend.
He literally had no idea.
He literally had no idea.
Did you have to
that they
go
were
apologize
there
to him with your never head
did
down?
Never
you
did.
Never told them?
Tanya!
Tanya!
Text him right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Absolutely. Right now. I don't care how many years it's been. You text that man.
I know, because I had found out like months after, and I was like, we've already had this fight 500 times. I cannot.
That poor guy. That poor man. Hold
wait,
on, hold
wait
on, before you read
so
my
name.
No, I'm not reading it. It's
so,
about
so
this.
Bad at having a side piece that they actually put the underwear in the shower hanging. Yeah, like no one is that much of a disaster.
But it's just so fun. So now whenever I hear things like this, like I always want to believe the benefit of the doubt because I'm like my boyfriend at the time.
I hear that. But at the same time, this says this is should be key for everyone. In the past 3 years, there have been trust issues
correct
broken
okay
by him.
Right.
I think that's a massive asterisk that we have to
sure
keep
yeah
in mind
for
there.
Because
sure
in my so case, he never once wavered in that.
Yeah.
And so now,
yeah, this is that. I think that definitely is something that because he has had some trust issues. I mean, honestly, what I would do is I would hire a PI.
Damn. Yeah, why don't just ask that him first?
No, guys,
PI first.
Yeah, because knowing what I know now, they deflect and they lie.
You're jaded. Yeah.
Most people that are cheating will say they're not cheating. And they'll say, I swear, no, but no. Hire a PI. 100%.
What's funny about this whole situation, not that it's funny for her, sorry about that, but not too long ago, a couple months ago, we had a friend, our friend's daughter who's 18, graduated from high school, right?
This is such
Jana
a funny story.
Jana is doing laundry and finds this girl size t-shirt.
A small
girl t-shirt. Athletic girl t-shirt that says like Williams College.
Williams.
Yeah. And Jana starts kind of going off on me.
I was like, "Whose is this?
Whose is this?
It's, I, mean,
I do
this
not,
not.
This is not mine. I texted my girlfriends. It's none of theirs."
I was like, "Sarah,
whose effing
he's like,
shirt
I don't,
is
he's
this?
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's Sarah's." I was like, "Sarah is not a small." And I was like, "This would not fit her." And so I texted Sarah, and she's like, "I'm on my way over right now. We're searching what Williams means."
Sarah's ready to team up on me, like too. Like we're gonna find this out. We ultimately find out it's our friend's daughter who's. I don't even know why.
The
she
funny
left
thing
there
was,
she's like 12.
I remember we were over at their house and Jolie needed a shirt.
Right.
So it was a large sleep shirt for Jolie. So then that's what she wore home. And then somewhere the maid, I don't know, when she washed it, put it somewhere.
Right.
And then 2 seconds later.
Oh, that's right. You got it out of your closet.
Because I got it out of my closet.
Like,
I was like, why would it be in my
why
closet?
Why is this folder in my closet?
Yeah.
And so we get into that whole argument, right? And I'm just like, Jana, I have no clue. This, like, ask your friends. We find out. Jana's like, I'm sorry. And then decides to sleep in that shirt that night. I'm like, really? You've been mad at me all day, and you're going to sleep in this shirt that you accused
like
me of?
Well, it's
come
not
on
anyone's. It's Grace's. It's fine.
You're like, no big deal. Water under the bridge. All good. I'm like, get out of here.
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
God, slap in the amazing face.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
wow
fun.
One more email, and then Jana's going to go eat. All
right. I'm already like passed out.
This is from Anonymous. These are always good.
Oh, Anonymous is good.
I got it. I look very official holding it like this. I look like a Statue of Liberty. My husband
took the words right out of our mouth, Easton.
You're all thinking it. My husband and I have been together for almost 4 years. Since meeting my husband, his family has been very difficult to deal with. They constantly make rude and hurtful comments to let me know that they wish I was a different kind of daughter-in-law.
Ooh.
Wow.
Unacceptable. Where's the husband sticking up for that?
They've
sorry
even tried to make rude comments about me to my own parents and sister. Recently, what? We found out that my father-in-law took out almost $40,000 in loans and put them in my husband's name without telling him. He hasn't been paying the loans and has put them into forbearance multiple times, destroying my husband's credit. We were lucky enough to be able to buy our first home under my name, and we were lucky to find out about the loans so we can pay them off before more interest builds up. We haven't been speaking to my husband's family, and I feel like a less stressed version of myself without having to constantly deal with their unkindness. And my husband feels the same. Should we tell them about our move and ask that they respect our space, or should we go through the move and wait for them to find out elsewhere?
I feel like the guy needs to have a conversation, the husband, right? To talk to his family, because that's, first of all, they're being disrespectful to his wife.
You know, it's a very interesting, the mother-son relationship. I feel
oh
like
totally
is very
we've talked about that so much, where I used to say about his mom, like, he's enabled Michael and she's, you know, Michael, you always have to come back. And so we've been like headstrong. Well, now that I have a boy, I'm like, I will enable the crap out of him probably. Yeah. Right. I get it. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Yeah. Like, he's my like love. Like, Jolie, go ahead. But like, Jace is like, I will hold him as tight as possible.
Yeah.
I will smother him.
Yeah.
That's, and I will hate the girlfriends.
Yeah.
You're going to be the worst.
Worst. But I, for that instance, I think that's a little mean.
That's extreme.
Yeah, I was going to say that's.
Where it's like, what kind of conversation can you even have around that? Like,
that's massive.
That's
boundaries.
Malicious.
Yeah.
Like, the criminal. Yeah, and criminal. Say, yeah.
Great idea.
Like, it's like, move. Like, keep them out of your life. Like, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any part of that.
Well, I would at least allow a conversation. Just to be like, this is effed up, and if you don't realize the severity of this, like, right. We will be gone forever. Like, give them a chance to realize the severity, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I have, my mom is, she's like a helicopter mom, if you will. She's, you know, she can be overbearing at times. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been, you know, I haven't had a relationship where she seemed too much for my girlfriend at the time, but you got to give them, like you said, you got to give them a chance. I think even if it's, if that is overboard and that is criminal, if you will. But I would have this conversation, say one more and it's like, yeah, there's no more, you know.
Yeah.
You have to cut ties, I guess. But
because have your insane. Parent, like, has your mom ever not liked somebody that you brought home and then you had to be like, I can't date you anymore?
I think she has, but she's never come to me like, okay, you can't date her. Like, she's never been like that. But I think there's been people in the past where she knew in the back of her head. She knew she was like, oh, this isn't going to work. But I don't think she ever forced it upon me. Yet.
Would you rather have your parents tell you or not tell you in that situation? Like, when you're dating somebody.
See, even if she would, though, if I'm in love or I really like this person, I'm not going to listen.
Yeah.
I would. You know? I always wanted my mom to tell me.
Really?
Because I would. Yeah. Because I always.
Would you listen at the, like.
Oh, yeah. I ended every time she said she didn't like him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Minus Mike.
That's right.
She even, when he showed up at my doorstep, she's like, I'm going upstairs. I don't even want to look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
The good old days.
The good old days.
But no, what about you? Would you?
It's interesting because, like, my family's like everything to me, and they get very invested in my relationships. And I think for me, the hardest thing is, like, when things don't work out, having them be so involved and attached. They would never tell me at the time that they didn't, because they've never not liked somebody that I've dated.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had that issue. But my mom did tell me years ago. She was like, I want you to be able, I've never been independent. I used to be like a monkey brancher where I would like go from relationship to relationship to relationship. Mm-hmm. I didn't know myself outside of a relationship.
Right.
And my mom always told me, she's like, I want you to be independent and learn how to like live your life on your own before you marry somebody. And I was always like, I don't need that. Like, I'm totally good. But now I'm like, I've lived my life alone for so long that I'm like, I'm doing things now that I never thought that I could do before. And it's really crazy. Like, I never thought I would live alone ever.
Mm.
And now I'm living alone and like loving it.
It's going to be interesting when you get into a relationship.
Living alone
is going
to
be really interesting.
It's the best.
Oh, and I hate it.
You don't like living alone?
I cannot sleep in a house by myself.
Really?
I get massive anxiety.
Wow.
Like, to the point where like I will call like 911 to have like an emergency, or like I'll have a friend be like, I need you to leave your phone on, because if I need you in the middle of the night, because I just have massive PTSD, like I would freak the F out.
Yeah. I used to be the same way. Now I'm like, I like love it.
Oh, I'm going to be one of those guys who needs like a man cave, quote unquote. I need I'll have to have a room to like get away. I always say like, I get my energy from being alone a lot. And then so I get my energy from being alone rather than being like at a happy hour or whatever. So I'm going to need a man cave. I'm going to be that guy.
Totally. Wow. I love that.
Tanya agrees. She's fine with that.
I do. Actually,
it's great.
I actually just created space in my apartment. I have, made space in my closet.
It's a little much, Tanya.
No, but it's not just for Blake. It's just like for my future. Like, I created like space in my closet, and just space, because it's like in your life, if everything's full, you don't have room for somebody. So I've created room for somebody.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
I have room in my closet, and I have a whole third floor for your man cave.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for letting us be on your podcast.
Thank you
so
much.
We so appreciate it. We love you, and I cannot wait for, I'm excited for when you do have a relationship too, because it's going to be interesting, because you're going to want to ask questions then too.
I feel like
I'm going to come to you guys years down the road. I'm going to come to you guys.
This has been very eye opening. I know. I was asking Mike about one guy in particular that I've talked to you about before.
Oh, Bones.
Didn't, yeah. You whispered right into the mic.
Bobby Bones. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, because, so it's because I have this, like, because we have similar careers.
Yeah.
And so I feel like at the end of the day, the way that I recharge is like.
Silence.
So I think he needs a chase. Because the one thing that he had kind of said to me is like, when I said like, you know, Tanya, he's like, oh, I know. Like she puts it out there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So I think he needs like.
Ugh.
Some mystery.
Yeah. Which I think is, you know.
Which isn't necessarily
it's like,
healthy.
No, not right. at all.
You know what I mean? Like you're right. not, like, you, you're no, not, it's I not know. About games and no, mystery. It's no about, games. Look, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And
you out.
Story.
Yeah.
You and you out.
You and you out.
Okay, go eat. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right, you two kids have fun.
Thanks, guys. Leave me alone.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could. I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code
SCRUBBING. Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So that was Jana and Mike.
They're great.
They're so great.
They are. Like I said, I didn't talk a lot because I was soaking that in. Like,
I know. It's so interesting. When you're with them, you just want to like soak it in.
Like there were moments where I felt a little uncomfortable, but...
Hello, Jana's crying because I was having a one-on-one conversation with her husband. Yeah. I was like, holy cow.
But at the same time, like I felt uncomfortable at the same time. They felt so comfortable talking. Like I didn't feel like he was ever uncomfortable, which says a lot, I think, about how comfortable they are with each other.
Ultimately, it stems from... Her insecurity stems a lot from his.
And he knows that.
Yes.
Which is, that changes everything.
Exactly.
The fact that he can admit, yeah, it's.
So he has
it's
to.
It's remarkable. It is. The relationship is incredible. The things they've been through, the ups and downs. And
it really
how
is.
They are now.
And awesome. I literally felt so uncomfortable. And she was like, I saw him talking to you. And I was like, I would never in a million years. Mm-hmm. But for her to feel that way with me, I can't even imagine what she feels like.
With the rant or with like
with
somebody
some random
yeah,
girl.
That's crazy
yeah,
to think, yeah.
I really felt for her. Okay, well, Blake, man of the hour. I have some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, you ready for this?
No, probably not. Probably not, but let's do it.
Okay, so you're single.
I am.
Whilst.
You've said that four times. I've counted how many times you've said it. It's actually very impressive.
You're San's girlfriend. Did Wells leave?
He did, yes.
Oh, he's over to the podcast. Yeah, I think we were going to have him on
the end. He was supposed to be here.
Yeah. Okay. So biggest pet peeve when you're dating somebody?
Like broad, I guess like so it's weird after this conversation that Jana and Mike just had. Insecurities can be a bit of a turnoff for me. I love confidence in a woman, in a relationship. So like if you're confident in our relationship, the securities as far as like jealousy and everything, it's a bit of a pet peeve. But then coming out of that relationship, like I understood why she, but I guess right. The difference is his past mistakes have led her to have insecurities. So I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
This is good for people to know that want to date you. Okay. Describe yourself in three words.
Oh my God. I hate these. I'm fun. I'm happy go lucky. If that's, that's just one word. Uh-huh. We're going to count that as one.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy-go-lucky. surprisingly, I'm patient. I'm actually patient.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm patient. I'm confident. Like, I'm confident in who I am. So, like, I'm confident in what I bring to the table, I guess. Like, okay. I know what I'm bringing to the table. In a relationship or anything, a job, whatever.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is not rapid fire. This is just, like, if you're interested in a girl... Do you ask her on a date? Or are you just like a go with the flow type person?
I'm more of a go with the flow type person. Like, I guess I won't necessarily ask her on a date, but I'll like start a conversation and then I'm like, oh, this is going somewhere. And then, yeah, maybe I'll like ask her on a date, but I wouldn't like DM a girl and be like, hey, want to grab drinks sometime? Or, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Can I say something that I like about you?
Sure.
I like that you haven't looked at your phone this entire podcast. No, I'm serious.
Yeah. Is that most people would? Really?
Yeah. Not just like look at their phone, but just like be super distracted. I feel like you're very present, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
And admire.
No, like I said, I was like soaking this whole podcast in. This is not a podcast I'm usually on, something like this, like where we talk relationships and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're just talking Bachelor Nation usually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Bachelor.
Welcome to Scrubbing In.
Yeah. That's why I like it. That's why I like it.
Okay. Last person you texted.
Oh, can I check? Can I look at my phone? No, I'm scared to pick up my phone. That's good. It was the Napa Valley group text.
Okay, aside from the Napa Valley group text.
Kevin from, you guys know Kevin? From Bachelor Nation? Kevin Wendt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Kevin,
yeah.
Firefighter Kevin, yes, Canadian.
Yes, yes.
Canadian. Yeah.
You're friends with him?
Yeah. We're going to Bali here in a couple weeks together.
For what? Just
It's like a boot camp, fitness boot camp retreat type thing in Bali. Yeah.
I feel like I would love that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Okay, are you a morning person or a night owl?
The older I've got, morning. More of a morning. I mean, nice. I stay up really late too, but I can't sleep in anymore.
This
can't
is great. This is kind of, this is like my match.com profile. So you're fitting all the criteria.
You're literally on match.com right now, aren't you?
Okay. What is, who's the one person that motivates you?
Ooh. Okay. So actually I got an interesting, so my dad motivates me a lot, but in a way, not that he listens to Scrubbing In, no offense. He just doesn't listen to podcasts in general.
Rude.
So he motivates me in a different way. So my dad will work his up to the, you know, his hands to the bone. He always has, he always will. But it almost showed me, like, he works so much but doesn't get paid enough. So I guess it showed me that I didn't really want to have to work, like, you know, 80 hours a week just to put food on the table kind of thing, you know? Not that, I mean, I had a very great childhood, but it made me almost work smart, not hard kind of thing. It motivated right. me to find something I was passionate about and that I enjoy, because he doesn't enjoy his job, but he works so much. So he motivated me in a way he probably didn't know he motivated me. It motivated me in a way to find something I was passionate about and something I enjoyed doing and not having to work so much. You
That's
know?
So great. So your father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The work-life balance.
Okay. And last question. Mm-hmm. The best way for a girl to get your attention.
So I've said this, a shock and awe. I like somebody who will say something that, like, is completely out of nowhere and, like, completely ridiculous. I like that. I don't know why. I like different like that. I like something out of
it's so funny.
I don't know what it is no, about
it's
that,
so
but, like,
funny
I like
though,
when
because
I get, you kept me off guard. You
I get
off guard.
Why our listeners were like, Blake's your dude, because everything that you say, like, really? Truly, when you, like, say things, I'm like, oh, like, we're a match. We really are.
That's crazy. That's interesting to think. Since you just went to your match.com profile. And Wells is very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So before we get to Wells, I want to talk to you guys. When you're selling online and getting your orders out, it can be a real pain. It's time consuming. It's expensive. And there's so many carriers to choose from. And, like, how do you know that you're making the best choice? That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly. They save you money on shipping costs and they keep customers happy. So no matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, I know a lot of our Scrubbing In listeners have Etsy accounts and they sell a lot of their stuff on Etsy, or you have your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. So ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. So it's no wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. So right now, Scrubbing In listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use our promo code Becca. There's absolutely no risk, and you can start your free trial without even entering your credit card, which is awesome. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word Becca. That's ShipStation.com and enter our code Becca. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. I'd like everybody to welcome Wells Adams to the OR.
Yeah. Can I say something about what you said earlier that I thought was interesting, and I just didn't think you articulated it the way that you wanted to?
I've had too many tequilas, but...
I think the big misconception with success is it has to do with money. I think that success has absolutely nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
And I think that the second that you realize that is that the second you will be successful in life.
That's a great way to put
it. Okay, can I tell you something that my mentor has told me since I was... So I met my mentor when I was like... Sorry, I like totally grabbed your leg.
Yeah, who's your mentor, by the way?
My mentor, his name is Scotty Fink. And
I feel like your mentor is like Ariana Grande or something like that. Like, you're friends with everyone who I'm like, why is Tanya friends with, like, Bebe Rexha?
I know.
What's happening?
Our Facebook group is, like, obsessed with Sophie Turner right now.
Why is Maren Morris good friends with Tanya right now?
Yeah, they were like, how is Tanya friends with Sophie Turner? How is Tanya at Sophie Turner's birthday party? Like, because they watch Game of Thrones.
Why is Tanya, like, a Jonas brother? Every time I see your Instagram, I'm like,
there's one in there.
Why? There's a Jonas Brother in there. Yeah. Every time I look at Tanya's thing, I'm like, oh God, she's friends with everybody. It's so annoying.
No, so my mentor is not Ariana Grande. He is a man, a very like a successful man and a great man. And ever since I met him when I was like 18 years old, and he took me under his wing, and he told me from the very beginning, he said, right now you're at this point in your career where you might want a fancy car. You don't need the fancy car. You might want a two-story house. You don't need a two-story house.
Yep.
You might want the nice purse. You don't need the nice purse. He was like, take the job that you love and is going to elevate you, not based on money, because eventually down the line, he's like, he's married, he has children, he has a family. I have to take the job that's going to bring in the money. But right now, you don't need, that's not what you need. You're going for the passion and the work, and like, that's what you're in it for right now. And he was like, do not lose sight of that, because once you get to this point in your life, you have to do things for the money.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to college.
Right, right.
And I will never forget that. And I like still to this day, we'll do jobs for free because I'm like, I see the long gain from it.
Totally. I follow your career because we're in similar career fields. We both work in radio. We both work for the same company.
Right.
And I don't even know if this like resonates with you at this point, but it's something that has like actually resonated with me. It's like a thing that at one point made it meant something to you at a time, and it's indirectly affected me. you spoke to, I don't even remember who it was. You spoke to a woman and you were like, give me some advice. And the woman said, we're all not in competition.
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah. There's enough room for everyone to be successful.
Yeah.
And I heard that and I was like, oh, and I'm not a woman, but I heard that and I was like, that's so true. It's so true for whatever gender you are. Because you do that in any
field,
any career that you're doing, you always feel like you're in competition with people, and there's plenty of room for success for everybody.
Yeah.
And I loved you like heard that, and then you like made it a thing, and then I saw that, and I was like, that's so true, because I do that all the time, where like you go and do auditions or whatever it is, and you're like, Blake's here, dude. I'm not 6'5". I can't win this, you know, whatever it is. And then you think about it and you're like, no, there's room for all of us to succeed. And so the great thing about that message is if you are always like positive about everybody, then the worst thing that can happen is that they don't get the thing. But the best thing that can happen is that everyone gets the thing.
Yeah.
And that's so much more rad than I got the thing and you didn't get the thing.
Right, right, totally.
It, honestly, so it blesses my heart that actually has had an impact with you, because so I was a week into my job for the morning show with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
And I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, super new, super green. And Ryan was like, Chelsea was on the phone. He was like, you have one question to ask her. And that's what I said. I said, what's one word of advice you'd give somebody that's new in the industry? And she said that to me. And this was my first week on the job. And I will never forget it word for word. And then she came back on like 5 years later, whenever that was. And I got to
tell her. Yeah, you asked her again.
In person. I said,
or you told her again. Yeah,
I said, you said this to me. And it's had such a lasting impact on my career.
Did she even remember it?
Yes.
She did?
Really? Yeah, that's this cool. That was it. That was the day.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Because she remembers exactly who gave her that advice.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at the time when I started, I was super young and people were really conniving and manipulative and mean.
Do people still like that?
Yes. Yeah. But that's when you come at it from a different perspective, it's so different, because people like I'm getting a lot of stuff with E lately.
Yeah, cool.
And it's been the most rewarding thing. And when people
not jealous at all.
No.
It's fine.
But when people come up and say like, this is super exciting for you. Yeah. I'm really happy for you. And it's like when you're genuinely happy because for so many years up until this point, I've genuinely been so happy for people that have gotten gigs that I've wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is amazing for you. And I know my time is coming. I know that what's meant for me is going to find its way.
Here's the thing that I've found about success. I don't even know if we're talking about success, but I've been thinking about success a lot. The thing about success and successful people is that there will never be a moment where you're happy and with your success.
Right.
And I think that's what makes successful people is because this is what I do. I will write positive affirmation. I write down what I want. And then I give myself a time limit. And then I hope to make it. And I have been lucky enough in my life where I've made most of my goals. What I think is great about that is that it pushes you to do those things. And if you don't make them, well, that's great. But at the end of the day, like, at least you're still like striving forward, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're failing forward, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think a lot of people don't necessarily, like, when everybody says, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? It's like, I don't necessarily know exactly what that looks like, but I know as long as I'm inching forward and moving forward and like progressing in certain areas of my life, that'll make me happy and make me feel fulfilled. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what the end all be all is.
But I also don't know if you'll ever be fulfilled. And I think that that's what's great about work.
Right.
Is that you will always feel like you get to a point and you're like, great, I won an Oscar. I wanted whatever it is. Like,
I want to win a Grammy one day.
I want to do that, those things. And then you do it. And then it's like, well, what's the next thing? You know,
so there's always something else.
You're
never
always
happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause there's always something you're striving towards. You have something you want to reach.
And you're never going to get to what you want.
The finish line, right?
You're never going. Yeah. Cause you're, and I think what's great about that whole thing is that it's a subplot of being, self betterment. Like that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I have an interesting question for you.
Sorry, I just totally took
no, it's
over
great.
This
it's
thing.
Good.
I'm sorry.
I was my fault because I couldn't articulate what I meant. So, who else had to do it for me?
So, I have an interesting question for you because, yes, so we are in similar fields.
Yeah.
And
we're in the same field, actually.
We
work for the exact same company, by the way.
And you are inst relationship.
Whilst
you are a radio person whilst in a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, and this is something that I need to work on. When you've been together for how long now? A long time.
Almost 2 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
It is
in the
time.
Beginning when you were like, you know, when you're in that infatuation stage.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your career took a little bit of a back burner during that time?
It's a good question. It's actually a question I don't get asked, I feel like, enough. And I'm happy you asked it, actually.
Yeah. Because I think about it all the time. Because I'm like, I don't, literally, if I met a guy tomorrow, I can't see him until May 2nd.
So are you concerned about, like, how do I deal with my relationship with all of my work?
Yes. But no, but I want to ask you, do you think that you, when you were in your honeymoon stage of your relationship, that your career took a sidestep?
I think it's funny. I think that everyone makes time for things that they think are f-ing important. Sorry, you got to edit that. but I think that that f-ing is important because I think it's important. Those are things that are important to you. You'll meet a bunch of guys in the world that'll be like, my career's really important to me right now. And like they'll say those things. I said those things a lot of times. When you find someone who is more important than those things, they will make sure that you are more important than the things that they said were important beforehand.
Interesting.
And I found that person and I made a lot of time for her. And I'm glad I did. And to be honest with you, it didn't change anything.
Right.
In my life. It really didn't. Like,
because Sarah works for people that know my girlfriend's a famous actress, and she's so good at what she does, and she works really hard, and like she does her thing, and then I do my thing, and we have like they're you know she goes on set 15 hours a day, and like she's doing her thing, and right. I'm working on my thing. So really, there's no time difference in terms of like making time. It's more of like, okay, so like, what's your Saturday look like? Okay, we can do that thing on Saturday, and then what does your Sunday look? Okay, so like, from between 5 a.m. and 7 p.m., we can do a thing on Sunday, and then it's just more of like a Google calendar,
right? Right.
And sure. Then you're just figuring those things out,
right?
And what it is that. Guys, I will say guys, because I think it's a total man thing to be like, I just don't have time for this. You have time for it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just haven't found someone who you're like, I'm going to make time for this.
Right.
You know?
But, and that's, I think like, that's like the main.
Do I have terrible breath right now?
No, but okay, I'm cool. Amy was like, your teeth are purple. I'm like, hi, I've been drinking red wine. Yeah. Are they really red?
No. They look great.
I've been drinking so much red wine today. I'm like, hi. but it's true. It's something that I think I use as like a defense mechanism a lot in while I'm dating. But also I think I deal with a lot of men who are like in these big moments in their career where they're like, oh, I'm too busy.
Can I say something about what I think about your problem is? Not to take over your podcast right now, but like this is what I think your thing is.
Tell me.
I think a lot of people want something and they want it right now. And when they do that, you get like horse blinders on. Like you're not thinking about anything else. The time in which you find love or you find someone is when you're not expecting it.
Right.
So my advice to you, by the way, is we talked outside this before the podcast. We were talking about like what I think you should do with your career, yeah. Which I think is meteoric. And I think you should continue doing that. I think that someone will come along regardless if you're looking for it or not. And at that point, then you'll figure things out. When you start looking, you're trying to square peg round hole all the time right now.
Totally.
And that doesn't work.
Right.
Things happen. Like, dude, I wasn't trying to hook up with Haley from Modern Family. That wasn't my end goal. Like, that wasn't the thing.
Right.
It was something that, like, I was, like, hanging out on my couch, like, doing drunk Snapchat or whatever I was doing. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, dude, she's tweeting to me. Okay, whatever. And then I was
right. It was unexpected.
Yeah, it wasn't something that I was like going. And also at that point, I was very much in the mindset of I'm single. I want to be single for a while. I was not even from the TV show. I had been burned. I was raw. I had felt bad about myself and whatever. I wasn't even like ready for any of that kind of stuff. And then that happened. And then everything turned around. It completely changed. But it was only the moment where I was like, going on a TV show to like find love is the most
ridiculous thing.
But not even that. It's like the saddest, like reaching for something mm-hmm. thing ever. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. The second that I sat back and I was like, I'm the bartender guy. I'm like never going to find anything. It was the second that something like sparked. And I'm a true believer in like the second you stop trying to find it is the second that it comes to you.
Right.
And I'm such a, you said something earlier too that it resonated with me. It was when you talked about you will make time for somebody you want to be with. And I've used it before. I've used the timing's
so
off,
busy.
You know?
Yeah.
But also, and I've had that used against me where they're like, timing's just not right now, which is, it's BS because if you want, you will make time for somebody if you want to be with them. You know, and like I said, if you're not planning on it, you don't know when it's going to come and all of a sudden you meet that person, you'll drop everything to be with that person. You'll find time to be with that person. And so if you've ever been told that timing's not right, that just honestly, in my opinion, that just means they're probably not into you because they will find time, like, you know, so, and I've used it and I've had it used against me.
I will implore people who are in relationships when you know it's not a thing to tell the person that you know it's not a thing with that it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's a really hard conversation And sometimes they will not accept it, but it's the thing that needs to be done. And that's a thing that I think everyone needs to like remember and realize, like, as that guy or that girl who's like just leading someone on, just tell them it's over. Like, dude, I got to go do something else. Don't square peg round hole things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little bit too of like why I'm not even on dating apps, because truly I do think it's just going to come at me from like something super unexpected. And like, I just have to put myself into just like different like experiences and things like that, because I don't think like I'm not the person that's going to like go on Bumble or
like the Napa Valley wine train.
Yeah, like my soulmate Blake, like my soulmate Blake here, like, you know, if I wouldn't have come. But it's true, because I think like a lot of times you can force things, and a lot of people, it's really sweet and endearing, but so many people try to set me up. Like, I can show you 3 text messages of people that literally send me photos of guys and they're like, he's the one on the left, what do you think? It's just like people are constantly trying to set me up, and I'm like, sometimes And I'm open to it. I'm like, sure, whatever. If you're an amazing person, so if you think this guy's good for me, like, sure, I'll go out with him. And it's like,
what's your thing though? Like, when you think of your forever person,
yeah,
because I know you. You're kind of crazy, so you probably had this thought. Like, do you have like a meet cute? Like, are you like at the farmer's market and you're oh my god, we're both looking at legumes together
at our Brussels sprouts?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, how does it look?
Our nut butter guy.
How does it look to you?
So it doesn't, me meeting this person, it doesn't like, I don't have this like perception of like what it's supposed to be. But what I do feel like I'm going to have with my partner is something, because I've been very open and honest about how I am in relationships and my expectations out of relationships, and I've given up my body before I've given commitment, and I want to really go back to not letting myself be in a perpetual pattern of pain. And so I want to be with somebody who's going to be at my level and who wants to, I don't want to say have an impact, but like grassroots it kind of, and be really like open and honest and have like a really, like, I want my relationship to be a testimony.
Okay. But like, fair enough. But the truth is that you are now a public figure. So that's going to be an issue.
Well, yeah.
How is that person going to deal with that situation?
We kind of talked about this
Did we? Sorry.
No, wait, was that on the podcast? I think about how you're in a relationship,
yes.
How would you be open to like her talking about your relationship on her podcast? Like, that is a thing that you now have to think about. That's crazy.
And also like, Ryan Seacrest, you're on that show every single day.
Every day.
And so like that person has to be a part of
Yes. And it's funny because, so I'm the type of person where like I have every emotion and I feel every emotion times 100. So like I would literally come into work.
That's a girl.
And have like
a woman. Excuse me. A woman.
Yeah. And I'd be like so giddy from like my date the night before. And I would like, I'd be beaming and they'd be like, what happened? And I would just be like, it'd just be diarrhea out of the mouth.
I
couldn't hold it in.
And then like 7 months down the road, it'd be like, he didn't put on Grey's Anatomy. I'm going to kill him now.
And that's all like benign and that's all fine. And I share that type of stuff.
It's not benign. It's real.
Yes. But like when things really go wrong and like the relationship ended and it was something that I wasn't super comfortable sharing because it's like personal and it doesn't just involve me, it involves a second person. I was like, you know what? It ended and I know I have to like kind of put a button on things for the air. It's like I lived this relationship on the air for so long. Yeah, I was like, I know I have to end this. Like I know I have to go on, like talk about it, but I don't have to share exactly why it ended. Because this is something that's not just to me, this is personal to somebody else, that this isn't their job, you know? So it's like, I do come at it with a sense of compassion and empathy for the fact that I'm in it with somebody else. So I don't share 100% of everything.
That's really funny because I've done the exact opposite.
Oh, really?
Single relationship, the last 4 relationships I've been in, which have been when I've been on relatively popular radio shows.
Right.
I told them, hey, listen, this is now public knowledge. just so you know, everything that we do is going to be a part of it.
Oh, you tell them ahead of time, you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Just so you know, this is going to be a part of it because this is a part of my story and this is what's funny about me or it's or it's tragic about me or whatever it is, just so you know.
Yeah.
And so then, and maybe that's, maybe I'm the bad guy. I don't even know. But it just is what it is.
As long as you're upfront and honest instead of then going in, not telling them that, then going in and talking about them the whole time on the radio show.
Oh, yeah. But they wouldn't know about it because they would get tweeted about it or whatever it is. Right. You know.
And like, and but Ryan's been really respectful of like, he loves digging into like my relationships and like what's going on in that. But when I do say like, this took a dark turn and like, I need to like nip it in the bud, like he's really respectful. And so he's not going to like pull it out of me. So I think I'm good at kind of, I try to be,
yeah,
at putting a nice little.
It's hard. It's an interesting. Cause I'm not in radio or like in your guys' field.
Yeah, so but you're in the public eye.
I am, and you're right.
But like, you can choose what you say. Like I'm.
I
like,
could choose what I say, but at the same time, if I go out with somebody, I was saying I went on a date. I remember a couple months ago, and people were like taking pictures of me while on the date, like from across the room.
Who's this girl?
And
yeah, what's her name?
What's her name?
Say it didn't work out, but she literally was like,
"What does it rhyme
with? This happen all the time?"
Jenna Gee. Yeah. Cool.
But I was like, yeah, but I kind of also had to go into being like, this is my life now. Like everything we do will be on US Weekly or like, like that is something you have to.
It's a hard conversation to have.
It's super and weird.
It's a weird conversation.
It's a very weird conversation to have now.
And like no one, most people can't relate to
no,
that.
No, they can't.
But,
no.
But it's a handful it's a thing you have to talk about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now it's, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I hate to like end this, but our time is up.
Is it?
Our time is over.
Because I feel like we could do this for like 3 more hours.
Absolutely.
Do you want to break down?
Facebook Live it or something?
What else do you want to break down?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Wells, for being here. You can listen
I feel so bad. I just like came in here and like did like 3 minutes.
That was great.
What can we plug for what? What can we... tell people where can they catch you?
Pradcast, do that.
Okay, so listen that. To Wells.
The most recent episode of Pradcast is gonna.
I'm gonna listen to that. I caught the tail back, end man. Of it. Yeah. Whoa.
So I'm so nervous about the episode that Wells and Stephanie just did that I'm like calling our lawyers to make sure we can air it all. Like it's that people cut are gonna want to listen.
Let me say this. I've had my own radio show since I was 16 years old. I've done nothing but interview people since I was a child. This was the most cringeworthy episode I've ever done.
It makes this episode we did with this woman, Kelly Catrone, look like kindergarten.
Nothing. Whoa. It was really bad.
So listen to that.
It was bad, but it's great.
I want to see I hope you don't have to edit anything out. Now I'm upset I missed it all. You have to edit things.
Also, watch Modern Family because it's a great show.
And Blake, where can everybody catch up with you?
ABC. No.
Paradise.
No, Instagram. That's all. I don't have a podcast.
Well, plug it. Plug your Instagram.
Balake.h on Instagram.
Quit his job. So apparently, we better go to that Instagram.
Yeah. Did you really?
Everybody go to Balake.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jana. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Wells. And thank you, Quip. So go to getquip.com/Becca right now. You get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Thank you, OpenFit. You get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text Becca to 303030. And ShipStation, try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use our promo code Becca.
Oh, Becca. I was late on that one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Since you are the guest of honor, would you like to call time of death?
Yes. Wait, yeah. This is fake. This is
here we go.
Oh, wow. Thank you to the Napa.
Is your watch not work?
River Terrace.
The time.
What is the time?
You just say the time. What time is it?
Time of death?
23:17.
8:10.
Okay.
That's, it was way easier in the
that's
studio.
8 plus
than that.
2, that's 20.
2010.
I've had so
Let's
much Cabernet.
Try that again. Do I say time of death? Is that what I say? Time of death.
Yeah, time of death. Do it. Don't fuck
it. Music really got me. I started getting nervous.
Yeah. Give him a little heartbeat.
Yeah, do it again. Easton. Do it again, Easton.
Yes.
Time of death, 2011.
That's how you end every show?
Yeah, every show.
Oh, my God.
Usually there's seconds on my phone and I'm freaking out. God.
Somebody dies at the end of every podcast.
Is that true? Whoa. Yeah. Oh, so did he never get to come back?
No, he can come back. He came back.
Early. So he's going
to. Second time.
You know, all of this will still be in the podcast. Oh.
Yeah, this is the best ending possible.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.